Ron looked horrified. "You're not allowed to come? But no way! McGonagall or someone will give you permission." Harry gave a hollow laugh. Professor McGonagall, head of Gryffindor House, was very strict. "Or we can ask Fred and George. They know every secret passage out of the castle." "Ron!" said Hermione sharply. "I don't think Harry should be sneaking out of school with Black on the loose."
"Yeah, I expect that's what McGonagall will say when I ask for permission," said Harry bitterly.
"But if we're with him," said Ron spiritedly to Hermione, "Black wouldn't dare." "Oh, Ron, don't talk rubbish," snapped Hermione. "Black's already murdered a whole bunch of people in the middle of a crowded street. Do you really think he's going to worry about attacking Harry just because we're there?" She was fumbling with the straps of Crookshank's basket as she spoke. "Don't let that thing out," Ron said, but too late. Crookshanks leapt lightly from the basket, stretched, yawned, and sprang onto Ron's knees. The lump in Ron's pocket trembled, and he shoved Crookshanks angrily away.
"Get out of it!"
"Ron, don't," said Hermione angrily. Ron was about to answer back when Professor Lupin stirred. They watched him apprehensively, but he simply turned his head the other way, mouth slightly open, and slept on.